national strike may hit Egypt tomorrow. Orphans need attention in Central Asia, and Bible engagement is the key to evangelism worldwide. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Mission Network News' Ruth Kramer is in Cairo, Egypt, where the threat of a national strike Saturday and another eruption of unrest prompted Egypt's military to speed up the transition to civilian rule.
February 11th is the one-year anniversary when President Hosni Mubarak stepped down as president. The timing of the anniversary highlights the frustrations Egyptians have, both the direction and the speed of transition. Clashes with authorities as they vent their anger have been bloody. The largest Christian Arab church in the Middle East sits near the heart of Tahrir Square in downtown Cairo. The church sets up a field hospital, of which Ava Botros is the volunteer coordinator.
We have to be the salt and the light. And if we are not salt, what is the hope? And if we are not the light, how can the Lord will light? So we are having a very tough time in our country. If we don't do this, there is no hope.
Because of their work, hearts are turning. She says now they need more workers for the harvest. In Cairo, Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Next, 40 days into the new year, Iraq already has blood on its hands. Human Rights Watch announced yesterday that Iraqi authorities have executed at least 65 people in 2012. Frequent terror attacks have added to the death count. Sat7 reports the frightening atmosphere helped push Iraqi Christians to their knees in a massive prayer effort. The Christian satellite television service to North Africa and the Middle East is encouraging you to pray for Iraqis to turn to Christ, perhaps even through Sat7's broadcasting. You're listening to Mission Network News. When you hear the word orphan, what do you think of? Probably not a 16-year-old girl working construction. But a Mission Society worker we'll call Cassie says orphans who age out of the system have few options. Cassie works with teen orphans who end up placed in their last choice of vocational schools.
It really puts their self-esteem down a lot. So they wind up dropping out of school and falling into prostitution and drugs and gangs, and then they're left vulnerable to trafficking. It's just a bad cycle.
Cassie's got plans to help break that cycle, though.
It's my hope to start life skills training for these older children, to help them learn how to budget, to run a household, how to be a good friend, and most importantly, how to be able to forgive all the things that have been done to them in their life.
Meanwhile, Christians should be all about sharing Christ, right? But how do you do that? Well, the easy answer is Bible engagement. Biblica, formerly International Bible Society, is focused on Bible engagement. President and CEO of Biblica, Doug Lockhart, explains.
The first part of Bible engagement is there a Bible that I can read, that's in my language, that I can understand. But that's only the first step.
That can take decades. Next is producing the Bible, then studying it. Digging into hundreds of pages isn't easy for a first-timer. Lockhart says that's why it's good to start with the Gospel of John.
Most people, when they open a book, they're going to start on page one, and they read from front to back. And so to hand someone a Gospel of John, it's not overwhelming, but they get that clear story of Christ.
Biblica would like to help you engage in the Bible or help you encourage someone else to start the process with a free NIV Gospel of John. And while tracts in the United States are generally discarded quickly, not so in Asia. Gospel for Asia-supported missionaries never head out to share the love of Christ without gospel literature in hand. Because literature is so precious in the eyes of most South Asians, the majority of people who receive gospel literature read it right there on the spot. Well, that can present problems, too. Some gladly receive it. Others respond violently. Pray that God will protect these believers as they witness for Him. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Biblica, which used to be International Bible Society, wants you to have a free NIV Gospel of John. Why? So you can use it or tell your friends about the most incredible story ever told, the good news of Jesus Christ. Call us 1-800-995-4828 or place your free order immediately at missionnetworknews.org and click on the Gospel of John link. I'm Greg Yoder.